Call the meeting to order, start with this one for the flag.
Yeah, not it.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, I don't think I like these things.
No, you're right in the middle.
What, is your chair getting stuck?
You're at the split.
Yeah.
Rolls them up.
Till they flatten out a little bit.
Rolling over them, they just flip them up.
Yeah, between them, they got caught underneath it.
Maybe we need to find something else, like a carpet runner or something.
Or something, just something a little heavier.
A single piece.
Yeah. All right, open the floor for public comment. John?
When they gonna straighten that sign up there by the mobile station?
Straighten the sign out.
I mentioned it last year, but it hasn't been done yet.
What sign?
It says, leans over here right by the old insurance company. What does it say, Roots? Not on Elm Street, just a sign, I don't know what the hell it says. I think it's a road sign. It's just, you know, you used to pull into Hadley's?
Yeah.
And you got the white building right there?
Yeah.
Right there, it leans right out, anybody walking down it gonna hit their head on it.
Well.
You go by it every day.
Send Pete over there, take a look at it.
I mean, the thing is like this.
It's a no parking sign or something, I think.
No, ain't no parking sign. You'll see it when you go home tonight.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
And one more other thing, what are they doing about the speeders? I mean, they're terrible. I mean, they're going by the house 80, 90 mile an hour, two lanes. Do we have, how many, do we write speeding tickets?
Yeah, we do.
How many did we get out last month?
I didn't get it.
Don't have it?
I got it earlier today. One second, John.
We may not be on when they're speeding either.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Might not have anybody on when they're speeding.
That's actually an issue. I'm not gonna hold up the meeting, but I will get that to you.
Huh?
I'll get that to you.
When you're ready, just let us know.
In a couple of minutes.
All right, and also, do we have a radar gun?
Yeah.
Radar.
Do they use it?
A gun?
I'm sure, well, a radar.
It's in the cars.
It's in the cars, yeah.
Do they use it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they'd be able, should be able to write 10, 15, 20 tickets a day.
You want them to write 10, 15, 20 tickets a day, John? Honestly?
Huh?
Do you want them to write 10 or 20 tickets a day?
To the right people.
Well, who are the right people? That's the question. Because I'll tell you, John, you've been here a long time. When we write a lot of tickets, people complain. Right?
But I mean, when they're doing 80 and 90.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
I'm not saying 5 mile an hour, 6 mile an hour, you know.
I hear you.
Once they get past John Street going toward Albany, they are flying.
Yeah.
I mean, I just see it on Facebook, they're up your street.
Yep.
They're up Lake Avenue, people complained about it.
Yeah, and they go there, when they sit there, they stop people, it stops for like 3 days, and then it's back.
I know.
Right?
I mean, but they do have radar in the car, they do it.
Absolutely.
Because I heard one time they weren't writing tickets because they couldn't enforce it because they had no radar.
That's never been the case.
Not in the last, not since I've been around.
The issue we have is that...
It's nice to give leeway, don't get me wrong, but you know. But when they go out to 80 side by side,
yeah.
There's one guy in a gray, I don't know what it is, Mustang or something. He's lying down there. I mean, at least once a week.
The problem, one of the main problems is we don't have as much coverage. That's one issue.
Do we have the, does the sheriff help us at all?
No.
They won't help us, no.
No.
State troopers?
No.
The state troopers will come to an incident.
I see him sitting down there by Skodek, that bottom of the hill, once a week anyway.
Well, they don't come here. I mean, they'll sit, I've seen them at Mobile too, sitting there.
Well, I called them for an incident and state came and they said they don't enforce the village laws. That was the answer I got. I'm like, okay, then why'd you come?
That's the way it is. I thought it was the radar. They weren't writing tickets because they couldn't enforce it, you know.
No. And usually when we do have people on, it's usually more towards the afternoon, evening, and occasionally in the morning and in our morning time. But I know, like, between 5 and 7 o'clock, I can hear them shooting up Elm Street crazy.
Are you noticing it during a particular time? Like, is it a consistent?
I'll say from 3 o'clock to 5:30.
On weekdays, weekends?
Going toward Albany, they're flying out of here. I mean, I don't know if they're coming out of John Street, going that way, or they don't seem to be doing it up by the light, of course. But once they hit John Street.
Okay. So what I will tell them is, We could sit right past the bridge, right? Because if they're coming out, mm-hmm. We'll get them right there, right by Phil's, the
computer place there.
Yeah.
Oh, by Meppin's place.
Meppin. Marked by Meppin's. We can have.
Like off the top of your head, what did they write last month? Yeah.
There was only a couple of tickets written. Only a few.
Really.
Yeah. They've been right around between 5 and 10 tickets a month is what they've been writing.
But the issue, John, the issue right now is we can't find people. I mean, you how many times do you see them out there now? You don't see them as often as we used to be able to. We used to have more people.
Right.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's the Skodak is paying $27 an hour. We're paying 19 or 20. That's one of the issues. It's hard to be competitive.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, we do actually, that is something we need to talk about, mm-hmm. because we're having like no luck finding people. So, okay. But these guys are trying their best to, you know, thinly cover the village as best as they can. But I will let them know there's, you know, to enforce speed more than they're doing now.
Well, somebody might get hurt, I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was on yesterday, there was the incident on Nassau 12123 about the kid on the motorcycle, the green motorcycle.
Yeah,
was on there, and I know he's been speeding all over
the place. Sometimes that might just slow people down when they see it.
I was going to bring it up.
But that needs power, right?
It needs power.
Under new business.
Because we're labor.
Because I got a couple of phone calls from Paul Martel about the motorcyclists on Elm Street and people actually passing each other on Elm Street. And I told him I would bring it up, and because I know you guys live on Elm Street, so
yeah,
you must hear of it. So.
There's not a lot you can do about the motorcyclists. They're not gonna
chase them.
I'm just bringing it up,
that's all, because no. I told Paul I would.
I know, and I've told them too, and it's like they said, there's no point in chasing someone going 100 miles an hour. You know, someone's going to get hurt.
And then we'll get sued, and then we'll be responsible.
Right. Can't chase them.
But, you know, and it's going to be someone who doesn't deserve to get hurt, you know.
Very. Anyway, it's 5 to 10 tickets a month is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And the sign.
And we'll look at the sign tomorrow.
You'll see that sign. You won't believe it's been here that long.
Okay. Moving on. Approve the minutes for the August meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, deletions, alterations. Do we even have the minutes here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here they are. Got it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion's carried. Let's see. So the minutes are all the same. The public hearing's part of the minutes, right?
Yep.
Approve the treasurer's report for August. Make a motion. Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Actually, that stuff in there wasn't the grant, you know. The Justice CE.
Yeah, those are four.
$4,000. I don't know what that's for.
Where are you at?
Justice CE, 4344.
Spent?
Yeah, spent this month.
That was probably the tables and chairs.
Oh, so that was part of the grant then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Where's the grant money, though? We've already received that.
Well, we already received that, but that, yeah.
That comes under income, right?
And then that'll have to be...
Well, she should have already moved it over to Justice, right? That's where it's supposed to be.
We would have to increase the budget.
We have to increase the budget items by the amounts necessary, that's all. So we'll wait till we get the one for the flooring and then do it all at once.
Yeah, that's the tables and chairs.
Okay. So we got new tables and chairs too.
That's part of the grant.
And who applied for that? The people that usually hire?
The court.
No, the court clerk actually got it. Yep. Well, this year she got that. Last year she got that air conditioner. And the magnometer.
Did they come in and put new lighting in?
No. That was years ago.
That was a NIMO thing I did a few years back.
That's the guy that goes around, does it?
That was NIMO, yeah. We had a NIMO thing that did that a while ago. Probably 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. We switched all the streetlights over too at the same time. All right. Did we vote on treasurer's report?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay. Correspondence. Music in the Park, Friday, September 13th at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Gone Gray Band.
Just reminding everyone, it's our last one. I was able to do one a month this year, this summer, in July, August. So, it's our last one. Maybe you could come.
Yeah, maybe Friday.
Friday the 13th, you know.
All right, old business, financing quotes for the new police vehicle. Are we ready to approve that, or do we have to wait for the order to be delivered now?
I think we should wait and maybe get the quotes again when we're getting closer to delivery.
Okay.
Because interest rates are coming down.
Yeah.
So we might be able to get a better deal.
So we just table it for now?
We can table it for now, but I just want to, because Charlie wasn't here, I just want to let you know that we got a delivery delay. They're talking about January, February now, so we had hoped it would be in the fall.
Is that unusual?
I don't think it is, but I was on the phone with them today to get this final quote, and when I asked, I said, oh, so how are we doing? And they told me that it was delayed. So.
Oh.
But yeah, so I'll do another round as we get closer. I'll get another round of these and maybe we could check them out in December.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah,
might be able to get a few hundred.
A couple of reductions before then.
Yep.
All right, anything else under old business? Anybody have anything? New business, the Elm Street speeding. I think we just discussed
that.
That was what he was saying, what Charlie was saying about the speeders.
What's that?
That was what Charlie was saying about the speeders
from
Paul Mulcahy.
Yep.
So we already talked about that.
We're all set with that.
Mm-hmm.
Resolutions authorize the court to apply for a JCAP grant in 2024-25 grant cycle up to $30,000. I think this year we're looking at getting camera new sound system for up here, microphones, speakers, and a projector so we can do our own, you know, projections or port or PowerPoint things.
Camera for where?
The camera for doing Zoom meetings and all that stuff. So I got to get a audio AV contractor to look at it, give us a quote. And then we're looking at replacing these chairs here this time around.
Keeping this?
I guess. I don't know. Why not?
Redo it.
Okay.
I hadn't thought about that. We're just looking at this so far.
The extension.
I think, yeah, I don't know. Just go down to Home Depot and ask them to cut you one that long.
Yeah.
I suppose we could look
maybe
at that.
Maybe one of them do.
We'll see how much depends this comes up to. It. So it's only up to $30,000 anyway. Right. We can't apply until we settle up this one we just finished with the tables, chairs, and the floors. So we have to pay everybody and then send them back whatever we didn't spend, because the work actually came in less than the quote we had for the original proposal, so the grant quote. So we're going to have to send them back a couple grand, I guess, $2,000. But it was good. At the end of the day, I think, was there a total cost on this, Missy? About $5,000 for the village's part, and the court paid for everything else? The court grant pays for everything else?
Something like that. Plus the money we have to refund them that we didn't use.
But that's not our money. That was their money. They gave it to us.
Right. We just have to take it out. Yep, probably about $5,000.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. Pretty good deal.
So you need a motion for that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, need a motion to authorize the court to apply for the JCAP grant in 2024-25 grant cycle for up to $30,000.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich, second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Set April 2024 water rates as follows.
Oh, sorry, you're supposed to say 25. October.
October.
Oh, yeah.
It's October, sorry.
Set October water rates, 2024 water rates as follows. Residential customers, base water rate for up to two people is $135 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house is $20. Residents outside the village will pay 1.5 times the residential rate of $203 plus $30 each additional person in the home. Commercial customers, excluding flat rate customers, low use, $200. Medium use, $513, high use, $665, flat rate customers, Pine Tree Apartment, $2,970, Pine Tree Apartment in the town of Nassau, outside the village, $4,455, East Greenbush Central School District, DPS, $3,781, Stewart's, $998, bulk rate customers, 1.2 cents per gallon. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank and the Route 20 water project bond. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final bond payment in 2025. If you have any questions, calculation of your water bill, please call Village Clerk, Melissa Turner Bulin, 766-3044, extension 0.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second
by Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Anything else to be brought up before we, and by any trustees or anyone here, that before we pay the bills?
Just that the village is looking good. The pavilion is looking good.
Okay.
The guys are keeping it up. The grass is good. New benches look good down here by the way they've replaced the wood.
And I just want to thank Bob and the DPW boys for all the work they did in this project. It was quite the moving in and out of everything and the painting and everything, but it looks really good. So thank you guys for your help.
All right, anything else, Rich?
No.
Okay? Charlie?
No.
All right, let's pay the bills. Numbers 102 to 127 in the amount of $72,186 in the general fund and $403.12 in the water fund and $4,501.16 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy?
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie?
Second.
Second by Rich. We are adjourned.